Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The one thing I love is that, you know, people are coming back to the studio again, and it is so fun. It is just a different energy to have guests and to be able to bring them in and spend some time with them. It's just a different vibe, and so it's so good to have Ms. Dorothy here with me. Hey, Ms. Dorothy, how are you?
I am doing so well. It is just good to be here with you in studio.
I know. You look amazing, and, you know, I'm just so grateful for the work that you do as an African-American children's book author myself. It is so difficult sometimes to find spaces that celebrate books that are written by and feature Black people. I didn't realize that there were walls and there were groups of people who are diligently trying to get our books off the shelf in Texas and Alabama and Louisiana. And so to have you say, come, I've got this amazing event and I want to celebrate Black authors. It's like a dream come true. So the 7th annual Minnesota Black Authors Expo is happening next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at De La Salle High School. You are putting this on, Ms. Dorothy, and it is just going to be an amazing event. I wanted to make sure everyone had this marked on their calendar.
Absolutely. And it is going to be the bomb. It is going to be the place to be. It's such a sacred space, but fun space. And so we're going to have a DJ there all day, DJ Digi, and we're going to have storytellers. So from the Black Storytellers Alliance, they will be there. We'll also have people there from George Floyd Square. But most importantly, we'll have all of these 30 Black authors. And I'm talking about Afrofuturism authors, children's book authors. We'll have memoir authors. We'll have fiction writers there. And it is going to be the place to be.
And, you know, a lot of times we don't get that space. We don't get that place to showcase our books, to showcase the work that we do. Why did you feel like it was important to bring everybody together?
Well, let me say this is not me. Devonna Pittman and Jasmine Buddha, they started this 7 years ago, and I came as a volunteer. I didn't even know these women. I had just gotten back to Minnesota, and they were throwing this wonderful event because they had books on the shelves, and they didn't know how to get to the readers. And so they said, let's bring the readers to us. And so they started out in little bitty old neon, and the little neon space over north, and it was packed all day. And people were like, why are you having it in this little bitty space? We didn't know. We didn't know. And then the next year we got a bigger place and doubled the space, mm-hmm. and it was packed. And so we finally in 2019 brought it to De La Salle High School in the big gymnasium, and we had 60 authors there. It was amazing. So it was Devonna Pittman and Jasmine Buddha who started this thing in 2017.
And I love me some Devonna Pittman. I was just with her. I got an award this week from the Minnesota Retailers Association, and she was there clapping louder than anyone. And so I love her and her husband and her entire family. Now, tell me this, and I want to talk about this a little bit, because too often times we take great ideas to the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Great ideas about books and other things that we want to do, they die on the kitchen table. They die on the phone with our girlfriend. We never move from the idea. And you know, I tell people all the time, for me, success is not a dollar amount. Success is when you can take an idea from inside of your head and put it in front of your face. And so I remember the day I looked at my books, all four of my books, and I thought, you know what? If nobody ever buys a copy, I have succeeded, because I took an idea for a book and created one. And you have a writer's boot camp as a part of this event. So it's not just you come and buy the books and give them to your children or get a memoir and get it inspired. This is an opportunity for people who think, I got a book in me, I got an idea in me, to come and get the information they need so they can get started. For me, and I want to go there and sell my books, don't get me wrong, and I want to buy other people's books, but for me, I want to see more books like mine, more books like Crown Shepherd's books, more books like Dr. Artika Tyner's books on the shelves, and this is an opportunity to do that.
And I agree, and this year's theme, I am just really excited about, Dreaming in Color. Telling our stories to save our lives. And that's what it does. Bringing those ideas from inside your head can sometimes save your life, because you are really, it's part of therapy for some people,
mm-hmm.
to write a book and be bold, because you have to be courageous to put your ideas and your life on paper and have people judge it. And so, but we're okay with that. And so the Writer's Boot Camp is for anyone who is an emerging author, or you could be an author that has a book and don't know how to get it out. They'll teach you how to publish, how to get an editor. There will be publishers there to just tell you all of the ins and outs of getting your book published, as well as seasoned authors who will tell you about the process.
I love it. I love it. Now, I'm working, and I hate that I'm not going to be there for the whole thing, because I would love to be at that writer's boot camp to talk to them about marketing. Because the problem that I'm seeing is there's a disconnect between the idea in the book and getting it out there and then getting it into people's hands. And so that's why this Authors Expo is so important, because it gives these authors, this may be the only opportunity they have all year to sell their books and get it to people. Talk to me about how important it is for people to come out and buy these books.
Well, we want everybody to come. This is not a black event, first of all. Let me start with that. We have educators, we have psychologists, we have authors, we have children, and the Hennepin County Library and St. Paul Public Library support this for the last 5 years. And Hennepin County Library in particular, they sponsor our Kids Corner. And we have children there writing, and we have them having a lot of fun and really learning that you don't have to be an adult to write a book. We have some children authors that are going to be there as well. One of our children's authors will be Mahdi Abdul Razak, and he wrote a book about being gluten-free, and we're so excited about that. And his dad said every day, he asked me, is it time yet? Is it time yet to go talk about my book? So this event is for everyone. It is going to be fun. We're going to have some really important guests there. Everybody that's going to be there is important, let me say that. But Gary Hines will be there talking about our theme, Dreaming in Color, Telling Our Stories to Save Our Lives, and he'll be talking about the importance of music in telling our story. Davu Saru will be there from the University of Minnesota, the Givens Collection that he is the curator for. He'll be talking about how important it is that this vast collection is there for everyone.
Okay, so folks are listening. They're DMing me. They want more information. Where can they go? What's the website?
It is MN Black Authors Expo.com.
MN Black Authors Expo. You do not want to miss it. The brainchild of one of my dearest friends here in the Twin Cities, Devonna Pittman. This is the 7th annual event. Excuse me, going on at De La Salle High School Saturday, October 21st. That's next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And like Miss Dorothy says, we want to stress this. This is a showcase of Black authors, but this is for everybody. So we want you teachers out there who are looking for more Black books to put on your shelf. This is for the white mothers who have biracial children, or the white grandmothers who have biracial children. And the only books you have right now for your grandbabies are mine. This is an opportunity to get more of those children's books by diverse authors showing diverse subjects. So we want to make sure you're there. Spoken word, kids corner, food truck, a DJ, free. Free. See, that's the, I got you there, didn't I? I got you. Free and open to the whole family. Miss Dorothy, thank you so much for being here. And I can't wait to get to this event when I get off from work next Saturday.
Thank you for having me.
All right, y'all, stick around. We've got 2 more hours of the Shaletta Show.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.